This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, the number of infections from the new coronavirus jumped to more than 11.4 million. The U.S. number surged to nearly 2.9 million. Worldwide, more than 534,000 people have died from COVID-19, nearly 130,000 in the United States, the hardest hit country. As coronavirus cases continue to surge in the U.S. state of Arizona, dozens of people gathered over the weekend to protest restrictions put in place to stop the spread of the virus. Most in attendance were not wearing masks and did not adhere to social distancing guidelines. Black Lives Matter protesters were also at the scene, where demonstrators on either side of the political divide engaged in heated arguments. India reported more than 23,000 new coronavirus cases Monday, pushing its total during the pandemic past Russia for third most in the world. It now trails only the United States and Brazil in terms of overall confirmed cases. India is still closed to international travel, but New Delhi has gradually been lifting restrictions on local tourism to try to boost India's COVID-devastated economy. Officials have extended lockdowns on businesses, monuments, and other attractions in the city of Agra, including at the Taj Mahal, amid the continued spread of COVID-19. The Greek government said Monday Greece and Britain will fully resume flights July 15th as Athens tries to salvage its all-important summer tourism season. Greece lifted restrictions on flights from European Union countries to its two main airports June 15th and the rest on July 1st, but had kept a ban in place on fellow member Sweden and former member Britain, as well as several other countries with large coronavirus caseloads. A spokesperson said the government is still monitoring the situation with COVID-19 in Sweden. From Washington, this is VOA News. A top Trump administration health official said Sunday it's not clear whether it will be safe to hold the Republican National Convention in the U.S. city of Jacksonville, Florida next month as the state sees record numbers of coronavirus infections. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration commissioner said in an interview on CNN that with the convention 7 weeks away, it was, quote, too early to tell, end quote, if it would be safe for attendees, adding, quote, we will have to see how this unfolds in Florida and elsewhere around the country, end quote. He also refused to confirm President Donald Trump's claim that 99% of coronavirus cases were harmless, saying only that the situation is a, quote, serious problem. The president announced on Twitter last month that the convention would move from Charlotte, North Carolina, after the governor there refused to host a full-scale event, citing coronavirus safety concerns. Pakistan says it has formally invited Afghanistan's chief peace negotiator, Abdullah Abdullah, to pay an official visit to Islamabad at, quote, mutually convenient dates. The move is the latest in a series of steps the Pakistani government has taken in a bid to improve the country's often tenuous relations with Kabul. The Pakistani Prime Minister's special representative for the neighboring country announced details of the invitation extended to the top Afghan leader, saying, quote, Pakistan-Afghanistan relations are moving forward, end quote. Abdullah heads what is known as the High Council for National Reconciliation, tasked to negotiate peace with the Taliban insurgency to end decades of hostilities plaguing Afghanistan. Islamabad has recently reopened three major border crossings at the request of Kabul to ease transit and bilateral trade activities. Hong Kong's Education Bureau said Monday schools should not provide reading material that violates a new national security law unless they use it to, quote, positively teach students about the issue. The legislation imposed by Beijing came into force last week, and it punishes what China defines as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces, with up to life in prison. Critics see it as a tool to quash dissent. Hong Kong and Beijing officials insist the city's freedoms remain intact, and the law only plugs national security loopholes. Despite such assurances, public libraries have taken some books written by some pro-democracy activists and politicians off their shelves while they check to see if they violate the law. The central Chinese city of Wuhan, epicenter of the new coronavirus pandemic, raised its flood alert level Monday as torrential rain and thunderstorms battered swaths of the country, including the Yangtze River on which it sits. Authorities warned in March Wuhan and other flood-prone cities of the Yangtze's middle reaches face higher...